Today in our hot seat, we have Veronique Oskaya from Argos Multilingual. And good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Are you ready to sit in the hot seat?
Absolutely. Right now I'm sitting in a rather comfortable couch, so let's go.
Welcome to C-Suite Hot Seat, the show where we put C-level executives from language service providers of all sizes in the hot seat. We will ask tough questions and get inspired answers. Our hosts today are Sarah Hickey, VP of Research, and Joseph Kubowski, CEO at Nimsy Insights.
In one sentence, tell us, what does your company do?
So our company provides services and technology-enabled services to language services to sectors like life sciences, manufacturing, and technology. So we're quite focused on these three sectors, and we work mostly in the US and Europe.
What's the first career you dreamed of having as a kid?
So when I was a kid, I wanted to be a pharmacist. Wow. I had this idea that it was like kind of nice to help people and listen to them and heal their ailments. So that was the first career. That lasted till I was about 10 years old.
When you are not working, how do you like to spend your time?
Well, I try to spend time with my family. So we love traveling and I love exercising and reading. And I am a big reader of movie stars from the 40s, 50s, Hollywood 40s, 50s biographies. That's my little secret reading, yes.
That's very cool.
Beautiful. That actually gives us another question. If you were given a chance to visit three different countries, which ones would you choose and why?
I would go to South Korea because I haven't been and I find it's really attractive country. I think the people, the food, there's like some really cool Netflix series that have come out that make me want to go. I would go to Brazil because I know a ton of Brazilians. And I haven't been. So I haven't been to South Korea, I haven't been to Brazil. So there would be new experiences. And the last, I would go to Egypt. Again, I haven't been. I've been to many countries, but not Egypt. And there it's the history, the culture. Again, I think I love when things are very different, mm-hmm. like the food, the people, the culture, the religion. So I think that's fun.
What's the best piece of advice you have ever been given?
I've been told to never assume. Mm-hmm. And I used to make that mistake and jump to conclusions. And one day somebody opened my eyes a little bit to that. And now mm-hmm. I ask many more questions before I make a decision or before I actually make a conclusion in my head. So never assume.
I feel like we know you a little bit better now already, Veronique. this is a nice introduction to who you are. Now we're going to crank it up a notch and go into the more business related questions. Can you recall, like, what was your breakthrough moment in your career? Was there one particular one that stood out?
You know, maybe I have two. I have one where I actually resigned from my job. I was working at the time at Lionbridge and I was in operations and I resigned to join a startup. And I got a phone call from the CEO of Lionbridge to say, what are you doing? Why are you leaving? Why didn't you tell us you wanted to leave? And I actually stayed in Lionbridge and I changed careers and I went into a more commercial role. That was my worst year after that because it was so tough as the first year. But it opened my eyes again to something quite different. And I assumed it was easier. So again, never assume. The second moment was actually a fight I had. Many years later, the company had gotten much bigger and we'd gone into a huge merger. And my boss at the time probably wasn't looking out for me so much because he called me a little blonde. We were arguing over something to do with treatment of employees, right? Mm-hmm. Then, you know what? I realized he wouldn't support me. And if he could call me back like this. So I didn't take it down. I just kind of said, this is just not okay. And I walked out of the room. But then I thought, you know what? Why stay here? Because that person is not going to look for me to be successful. So that was also kind of a breakthrough where I made a decision to take a different path. So wow. A good fight in the end, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Eye-opening, I would say.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the bad things bring us to positive, right?
So. Right, right. Yeah, and you're in the middle of the emotion, but you got to get over the emotion and then just kind of keep a cool head and decide what you want to do.
What would you say in your career was maybe your biggest or one of your biggest mistakes that you made? And what did you learn from it?
I think my biggest failure was when I trusted someone who let me down big time. Mm-hmm. And that happened when I had actually, I was in sales and I had sold a pretty big deal to an organization. And really, I felt like I put my reputation on the line there because I, you know, and the company said, we can do these services. And I believed in it, right? And they bought this service and it was an epic failure. And I really felt terrible because I felt that the team was not pulling their weight through. Mm-hmm. And I felt that the stuff I was pointing out, they're like, no, it will be fine. It will be fine. It didn't. And we lost the customer. But I felt terrible because I felt like I had given them my promise that this was going to be going to go well. And in the end, it didn't. And I think that I second guessed myself. I said, no, mm-hmm. people are telling me it's fine. Trust us. Everything will be okay. And I should have been a bit more controlling. I don't like to do that, but I think sometimes you got to believe your instinct and follow mm-hmm. that instinct. And if you smell that something, you know, there's some smoke, there's usually a fire somewhere.
Yes, exactly. So would you say that the lesson you learned from it is to trust your gut more, to trust your instinct more?
Trust your instinct and also to not feel bad about asking for data, for facts, mm-hmm. not to feel bad, to just, you know, have really the best of your customer at heart. No matter the situation. Yeah.
What does success mean to you?
I think success for me means that I love to get up in the morning and work. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much about the money or the recognition. No, I think for me, that is the passion. That's success.
How do you motivate your team?
I did some kind of work back in the day with coaches to figure out what's my leadership style, right? And you've got many different leadership styles. And I figured out that mine is what is called authoritative. Doesn't mean like I'm a despot. It's not that at all. But it means that there's a lot of transparency in strategy, how the company is run. And that is really shared with everybody because I believe that people need to have a purpose. So as a leader, what I like is I like to kind of lay out the roadmap and really bring people with me. And you know how you bring people with you? I think it's because you trust them and you empower them. Mm-hmm. And happy employees, it's not just the money or the benefits, it's really the loyalty comes from them feeling valued. And what I tend to do is that I don't set the roadmap by myself. It's really a process where, you know, you have a lot of input and then you say, okay, that's going to be your course. You share that, but then you give people the responsibility to make it happen. And I also love to not tell them how to do it. I tend to be what is called a growth leader, so very mm-hmm. much focused on growing the company. And I've had some interesting experience with that people say, oh, you know, it's about growth, it's about customers, et cetera. And I really am a firm believer that if you can grow a business, you give people opportunities. Everything falls from that, you know. And I think that's also people then see that and then they see different avenues they can pursue in an organization. And that's very important because, again, opportunities mean that you stay passionate in what you do.
What was the biggest challenge you ever had to overcome in your career?
At some point, I was working in a company in Central Europe and I left and I had a job set up to go and that fell apart, right? And that was, again, a story of trust. And, you know, anyway, it fell apart and I had to decide what to do. And I decided to go for a very small company that I had never heard of before. And it was very tough because I underestimated the challenge. But looking back, I think that it made me stronger because I had to be more of a jack of all trades. So it felt like a real challenge where I was in the middle of it. But then when I look back, I thought, wow, I learned a lot. So in the end, it turned into a success. But it was hard. It was harder than I expected. Let's put it this way.
Well, but it's exactly those moments where you also grow so much personally and in your career as well, right? So
absolutely.
Do you have a pet peeve when it comes to clients?
I tend to love clients, right? So it's hard for me to say, well, you know, when I hear somebody say, oh, it's a demanding client, I laugh because, you know, that's their job, is to be demanding, is to, you know, to ask. But what I think can be tough, right, is when a customer tends to be close-minded. Mm-hmm. So when they have their heart set on something and there's just no bulging and you know it, they might not be following the right strategy or the right path and it just won't listen. I mean, you could advocate that you're just not a good communicator if you cannot get them to bend their mind a little. But I think sometimes it happens that you may have somebody or, you know, individuals who are so set on their ways that you feel that it's not going to be a successful relationship. But I think it's very rare. I mean, that's less than 1% in my opinion.
What is the most innovative thing that you've ever done?
As a person, I tend to be quite conservative. So for me, like, you know, jumping in a new industry or that I would think that's that's kind of new for me. But I think in an organization, the latest things that we've done, which you could call quite new, is that we've set up a brand new service line in 2 months.
Wow.
And I mean, from scratch, literally reorganizing complete new supply chain, setting up a business unit. And really, we had an opportunity and we thought, we don't really have that experience, but let's go for the test. And we're very successful. And then we set it up and it's quite big now. So that was really, I don't know if you'd call it innovation, but it was a very fast-paced change in our strategic direction. Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to young entrepreneurs starting their own business in the language industry today?
I mean, advice that you would give in general, which is to be bold and persistent. But what I would say really is be careful about the talent, mm-hmm. right? I would just say that this is where you need to spend a lot of time because you need to understand what will be the dynamics in an organization. Because when you're in a startup, you know, it might be two friends from college who go together and they go 50-50. Is that the way to go? Because maybe forward you will regret that. So I think you really kind of think about the chemistry of the talent and who you need. And I would also advise not to hire profiles who are similar to you. Mm-hmm. I really believe in the mix. I think that really is what gives a little bit of challenging discussions in an organization. And the last thing, you know, apart from that talent is that agree on how you're going to disagree. And by that, I mean, have a protocol for, because you're going to be at loggerheads on some topics and you're going to disagree. So what? You're not going to go and sulk in the room, right? You need to figure out a way to get out of the disagreement and agree on the path. And I always find that even in larger organization, you got to be clear on that. Mm-hmm. People can have completely different opinions and disagree, but once you've made the decision, everybody needs to follow course. Otherwise, it becomes chaos.
That's a very, very good advice. Also for life, I think, not just for business. Mm-hmm. Actually, my grandmother always used to say that you know, it's important to argue the right way in a relationship as well.
Right, right.
So I think that's good advice in general, because it should be productive in the end, right? You're trying
Absolutely.
To solve a problem. So.
And don't go to bed angry, right?
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining the Hot Seat. I love your people approach, people vision. You have a clear vision. So I believe you didn't sweat too much in our Hot Seat.
I had a great time. It was another great episode. Really great to have you, Veronique. This was a very inspiring conversation, very empowering as well. Yeah, honestly, I'm so glad we got to for this because, like I said, I've been a fan since my first gala conference where you gave your keynote.
You're very kind.
It was so nice to finally speak to you properly. So,
thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it.
This is all, folks. Thank you so much for watching and look out for the next episode that will be published as a video on Multilingual TV and as a podcast on the NIMSY website. We'll see you there. Bye.